Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, I got to tell you, let's see. 30 years I've been waiting for this moment. Get a little payback on the guy who took out our buddy, the great Apollo Creed. And listen, I hate to do this to you, Yvonne, but we're going to have to stand up and fight. How are you, Dolph Lundgren? What's going on, buddy?
I'm good. I'm good. Good to see you guys. Yeah,
you look amazing.
Look at this guy. He looks like he could probably be a heavyweight champion now. The boxing circuit's so lame, but look at him.
What is the secret to youth? Because you look like you haven't aged since we last saw. Since I last saw you on Apollo, Rocky
IV. Soviets put me in that time capsule.
Yeah,
you know,
right.
The secret technology. No, I just try to stay in shape, and I had to get in pretty good shape for Creed II because I had to manhandle a son of mine, and he weighs 240 or 250, whatever, 6'5". So, you know, I have to stay on there.
You know, I was always curious. There's so many things we want to roll through. Obviously, Creed 2 is coming out on Thanksgiving. Creed was terrific. We all saw it. We loved it. Rocky. I mean, not that you can really tell that I lift, but I'll still throw on the Rocky IV soundtrack. Yeah. Those songs are great. It's an iconic film series, of course. I was always curious. The scenes when you were shooting with Carl Weathers, right? Versus the scenes that you were shooting with Sly, which were more intense? Because I heard a couple things where, I don't want to say it got real with Sly, but maybe you missed and you connected or he connected. Was either more intense? Take us through those sequences.
Okay. Well, look, I trained with Stallone for 5 months, twice a day, 6 days a week. Weights in the morning, choreography in the afternoon. So I knew him really well, and I knew all the 15 rounds of boxing where we had it all in the script, like left, right, hook. I mean, I had to memorize the whole thing. Mm-hmm. With Carl, he had never met me before I went to Vegas to shoot that scene. So, you know, because it was a simple fight. The first round, Drago just kind of flexes his traps, gets hit a few times. Second round, unloads on boy there. And
Throw the damn town!
I know. That's right.
I'll kill you.
Whatever. So, yeah, so Carl didn't know me. So, you know, when I showed up, and I guess he saw this big Swedish guy, like, holy shit, who is this guy? And he got a little scared, I think. And so it was intense in that way, that Carl was backing up and, you know, Sly kind of hit him hard at Dolph. You know, Sly was kind of in there and coaching me. Whereas in the fight with Stallone, there was as much more choreographed. So, you know, he got hurt a little bit there. And the one with Carl looks worse, but he didn't get hurt at all. Except Sly had him take that famous fall on his face.
Yes.
Which he did, which looks great in the movie.
When the towel hits simultaneously. Yeah, very, very powerful scene right there.
No, you're right. Because this was the fourth one. The first one that you did was Rocky IV. And we'd already seen Clubber Lane and Apollo Creed, as we were just talking about. Did you expect the caricature that you created to become so powerful? I mean, because people quote this
all the time.
If he dies, he dies. I mean, it's forever. It's forever in human history. Exactly.
You will lose.
Knots and knots.
No, I didn't. I didn't even know it was going to be a huge hit. I didn't realize it was going to change my life overnight, pretty much. But I guess some movies have legs. Some become iconic. Mm-hmm. It doesn't mean because it makes a lot of money it will be an iconic film. Some are and some aren't, and Rocky IV, for some reason, happened to be one of them.
Yeah.
And you're right. Ivan Drago has been like a specter and looming over my whole career in a good way. In some ways, you know, not such good way because he's a one-dimensional killing machine kind of thing. Not exactly a charming, you know, romantic lead. So actually doing this Creed II number, I think, is 8 in the franchise, has been great for me because that's the first time. Well, actually, it was about time that Drago became a real human being. You know, whether you like him or not, but he has a lot of emotions and various you know, various levels in this picture.
Mm-hmm. Well, Dolph Lundgren's with us here in studio, and we're getting ready for Creed II, which launches Wednesday the 21st, of course, November next week here across the country. And I would imagine, Dolph, there's a little risk there. It's almost like when Harrison Ford decided to go back and do some of these Star Wars mm-hmm. films. When you go back into the time vault, there is a risk that it won't deliver that all. I mean, that's 30 years of memories and like passion defenses of these movies by millions upon millions of people. It's got to be a little pressure that the script's got to be good. You've got to deliver, because if it's not perfect, maybe in the minds of some, it could take away, even though it's not fair, what transpired 30 years ago. Did you consider that at all?
Of course, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, guys like you two, for instance. I didn't want to disappoint you guys. Seriously, I thought about it when I got a text from Stallone 2 years ago saying, "Hey, we'll play this guy again. You know, revisit this character." And I was like, "I don't know if I want to do this." And basically, I was on the fence with MGM until I met the director, Stephen Caple, about January last year, this year, January, and I read the script, and the script was fantastic. Really good, not just my character, the whole thing. It was just amazing the way they brought Drago back and the way they turned things around. So now Drago and his son are the ones that have nothing, living in a hole, basically, sorry. Like Rocky in the first movie, going mm-hmm. running in the streets in the snow. So they've kind of flipped it over in a kind of clever way where, you know, at least when I read the script, you know, your allegiance, your lions, you know, you don't really know who to root for after a while. More like in the first picture where Apollo wasn't really a bad guy. He was just, mm-hmm. you know, he gave Rocky a shot. And, uh-huh. you know, the enemy was within Rocky himself, trying to achieve something for himself, which is kind of a little more like in Creed II. So I was really on the fence. When I read the script, I met this kid playing my son, who is a big guy, very charismatic, and I thought, okay, and a great director. And I thought, wow, okay, this is a great opportunity for me. And what a cool way to bring back this Ivan Drago dude.
Yeah. It's Rocky IV was, I mean, the underlying, I guess, metaphor was the Cold War, right? Russia, the United States. And now on this one, in Creed II, it is your son you're talking about, Flavian Montianu, who's jacked. I mean, he's a boxer. He's kind of, he's iconic. He's the perfect role. He's your perfect son. What's the relationship like? And what is the underlying metaphor of this Ivan Drago and, I guess, Victor Drago, who is your son?
Well, look, the difference is, like, back in the 80s, you know, it was a nuclear standoff. Mm-hmm. It was no joke. I don't think America was ready for a multi-layered Soviet bad guy. He had to be bad, and that's it, period. Whereas now, you know, the way things are going now with politics and, you know, our friend Putin and our commander-in-chief over here, you know, things are a little more gray. You're not really sure. And in this film, me and my son, we have this sort of complex father-son relationship, which, you know, I could relate to because I had a hard time with my dad. He was a very tough guy. He was an officer. He was really hard on me. I loved him in many ways, but he was kind of physically abusive and stuff. So I had a lot of things that I could work into this relationship, and I kind of got a chance to play him a little bit. And then, of course, I get a chance to kind of mirror Yvonne's life in the last 33 years with Dolph Lundgren's life, which has been going up and down, divorce, a little too much alcohol at some times, you know, problems in my career. You know, people haven't believed in me. I've had to fight through a lot of odds to get to where I am today, and the same with Ivan Drago. So I could sort of mirror those two, and I kind of hopefully take the audience on a bit of a journey of, you know, who is Drago now? And for me, it's like, who am I now?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And that was kind of satisfying.
You know, it's interesting you say who are you now, because BT told me not to go here, but I will. But your background is really interesting. I mean, you're chemical engineering. You got a master's degree, and I mean, you're like a genius. But everybody sees you as this. But it is. It's true.
A little bit.
It's true. How hard is it to balance that? Like, who you thought you were going to be, and then who you ultimately became? Because acting has taken over, obviously, a lot of your life.
Yeah. Well, look, it's the problem when you're an actor is your image is so powerful on the screen that, you know, the real person can get squashed a little bit. And that's why a lot of actors end up, you know, destroying themselves, mm-hmm. or getting on drugs, whatever it is, because it's very hard to keep that balance. And in my case, yes, I was a brainy kind of MIT student mm-hmm. who was a karate champion. And, you know, suddenly I've become this, you know, action star, and especially in Drago, I play this guy who says like three words in the movie, Max. So, yeah, it's been hard to reconcile those two. But I think as I've hung in there, as Yvonne hung in there, and now, you know, things are happening like you're saying, like, you know, I'm in a movie where it's a dramatic role. I don't run around with a machine gun blowing people away. It's, you know, it's a dramatic role, and I get to also get to show another side of myself. So I think eventually if you hang in there in life, things work out. You know, if you put good energy out, it comes back to you.
I agree with that. Yeah. I want to go back to, you know, the difference, because you're right. There's a grayness now to the relationship. Certainly a bit of a thawing where there's not this hate that we project towards each other. And I wonder, you know, when this film was shot, the thing that jumps out to me is that, I mean, you know, you're putting needles in your arms. Mm-hmm. It is overt. You know, they're cheating. We're lifting boulders and we're running mountains and we're pushing sleds and we're pulling cars. But these guys are, you know, slamming dope into their vein, even though you're not Russian, you're from Sweden. But I wonder, did you ever get any resentment or kickback the way the Russian athlete was depicted back then?
Well, I think some of it was based on truth.
True, know?
I mean,
true,
it's happened true. Even just 5 years ago, yes. Didn't it? I haven't followed everything. But
yeah, at the Olympics, you're
there
right.
Has but there's been Americans who have cheated as well, and that never made the film.
No, you're right. You're right.
That's what
I'm
saying.
There was some kickback. I mean, when people didn't know who I was, now they say at least 50% of the people I meet, they know Dolph Lundgren is an actor. He's from Sweden or whatever. He's from Hollywood. He's made a bunch of movies. He did Expendables, the Universal Soldier, whatever. But back then, it was just, oh, here's Drago, you know. Mm-hmm. And then you'd have some kickback, especially from the brothers, you know, because I did kill Apollo. Uh-huh. Yeah, they weren't too happy about that.
Hey, we weren't. It wasn't just the brothers, man.
Everybody.
I wanted to
come get
you,
the brothers didn't like me, even though I had a you know, went out with Grace Jones and all that, but they forgot about that.
That's right. That's how it all happened, to be honest with you, right? You were a bodyguard and you were a boyfriend.
Yeah, that's
and
how it all happened.
And she put you into a view to a kill. And
that's right.
I made all these things happen.
What a life.
I know. It's been, I mean, your run has been pretty, it's unique, I guess is the best way to put it.
It's been interesting. And I was always wondering, you know, did I make the right decision leaving chemical engineering? And then lately, you know, I realized that, yeah, okay. When I meet most people like you two, for instance, people who are fans of the franchise or action, they always seem to come. They always shot with a smile on their face. So at least I make some people feel good.
Yeah,
and that's
true.
Why I ended up, I guess, doing what I'm doing. And it's a good feeling now. It's really kind of coming back to me.
Well,
payback for me.
You've dented the public conscience in a way that maybe what a chemical engineer does is more important, but it's much more anonymous. I mean, now you're right. I mean, you know, you connect to the soul of people in a way that a physicist or a scientist, you just couldn't do it, man. I mean, it's a totally different road.
Yeah.
You know, is it, let me ask you this. When you, because we know that you have an athletic background, mm-hmm. we know about your educational background. When you were 6 or 7, we all kind of have this grainy image of what we might become. I mean, was it athletics or was it education? Because it seems like it was kind of both paths were pretty ingrained or pretty intertwined, I should say.
Yeah. You know, to tell you the truth, I think I liked military because my dad was an officer.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I liked the military and kind of something adventurous or cops. I like cops. I like military. I mean, I just relate to them.
So you wanted to be Rambo.
I wanted to be Rambo or wanted to be like a special agent or something. And then it became engineering because I wanted to prove something to my dad. He was an engineer and then it became sports. And acting was something that, you know, I used to do school plays and paint and play music and stuff. But, you know, in my home, that wasn't really considered a real job. So I had to sort of sneak. When I first came to New York, I was going up with Grace and, you know, I quit MIT and I went back to New York and I was starting acting. I was hanging out at the 54, Andy Warhol, whoever it was.
Geez.
You know, and I couldn't tell my dad because, you know, I was starting acting. So he'd, you know, I'd call him. This is not before like text messages where you just call him like once every couple of months. High school, oh, great, because I was going to acting school, so I didn't have to lie. And then one day he sits in Sweden there in his armchair, and he opens the paper, and there's a picture of me from 54, no shirt on.
Oh, geez.
Glasses for Grace Jones, and he's like, what the hell?
Wow.
What happened?
Wow.
What happened to my son?
Yeah.
At least you weren't doing drugs.
Yeah, I mean, that's true.
I'm sure there was a lot of drugs flowing that night. There wasn't a picture of that, was there?
No, there,
all
there
right,
was.
So you're safe.
There was a lot, yeah.
Of course there was. Dolph Lundgren is with us. Thanks. Of course, Creed 2 is coming out November 21st.
So let's finish up with the movie here. Creed 2, your son, Victor Drago, is taking on Adonis Creed. It feels like this could be a nice bow. What are we taking away from Creed 2 when we see this next week?
What I liked about the script, it's sort of about forgiveness and redemption. It's about my guy is a very, very angry man who thinks he's been misunderstood, mistreated, and he comes in there to win at any cost, even if it costs his son his life. Mm. But at some point, he realizes there's more to life than that, and that he loves his son. And, I don't want to give it all away, but there's redemption for everybody. Rocky for Adonis with his dead father, me with my son. And there's a positive message at the end of it, which I liked a lot because, you know, there's a lot of hate out there and division in this country, other countries, mm-hmm. and especially when you have a bunch of big guys, you know, macho guys, you know, kind
big
of loving have, each other and
big
being
guys
emotional.
Have feelings too, man.
It's not so bad.
Yeah.
We have a lot of feelings. Actually, sometimes more than people realize.
Yeah.
I can't tell from the movie poster, though. We're going to let you go. But how do you not have the flat top? One of the most iconic flat tops, and it's right there with Roger Maris in the 60s. Come on, where's the flat top, Dolph?
No, look, you'll understand when you see the story, man. It's like they made me look older, and Stallone, too, especially me. So I have gray hair. You know, bad teeth,
gotcha,
Ukrainian
gotcha.
Dentist, you know.
Okay. All the stereotypes.
Yeah, stereotypes. You got it.
Hey, listen, it's an absolute honor. There's a great shot. I mean, I thought you were Andre the Giant. I thought you were like Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. You looked like you were 7'9".
We didn't realize how
Stallone
short Stallone
was.
I was on the box.
Were you really?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
That's great.
Listen, this is awesome. We can't wait to see it. November 21st, Creed 2. The reviews are terrific. And as Tiki said, I think you might be right. This could be the ending to what has been an amazing 30-year journey. We appreciate you taking us on it, man. It's been a great ride.
Thanks, guys.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.